This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's 7 at the hour now. This is the Good Day version of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. Every week at this time, several members of this elite squad of people known as talk hosts, talk media hosts, talk radio hosts, talk news talk radio is our focus. And thanks to the folks at Talkers Magazine, every week they come up with a 10-point story list and a 10-point people list that we use to discuss what actually has happened according to their research on news talk stations all around the country. Here to help me do that this week is Jennifer Horn, mornings on KRLA in Los Angeles. And she pops up here on the Good Day program. Actually, I take most of the credit for the success in her career because she spent most of her career working with me. I guess her father takes some of the credit because she and her dad have worked together since she was 13 on their radio business. You what? You don't get any credit?
And I said, do I get any credit? No, not yes. For you.
You can get all the credit. All right, so let's get at it here. Most of our conversation, I'm sure, is going to be on the top couple of stories, but I'll go through the list. A lot of crime to report on, those murders at various schools this past week. I don't know. What do you say about that? What the hell is going on here?
I don't
everywhere?
Know. But you know what I'm surprised about? That the story that happened in Whittier, California, didn't get more attention. I don't know if you even heard about it. Did you hear about the 75 cadets for law enforcement that were out running and they were mowed down by a vehicle?
I did not hear that. What I did hear was the story of what happened to the guy that mowed down everybody in that Christmas thing. He got life in prison. But so what happened here?
And I swear, I think it's because it's law enforcement. And so the media is like, oh, who cares? So there is it's called the Stars Academy. And it's run by the L.A. Sheriff's Department. But it brings in cadets that are going to be hired by every police department locally. So there's UCLA PD there. There's Glendale PD. There's, just different, the LA Sheriff's Department. Different law enforcement agencies use this academy. And the trainees that go through there, the cadets, are given academic training and physical training before they start their time in the academy. So these are young people. And apparently there were 75 people in this class. They were out running at 6:30 in the morning, running in formation, 75 people with two police vehicles, one at the front, one at the back, and they're running in formation. I guess they do all the time. That's part of their physical training. They could run through this neighborhood. A car on the other side of the street sees them, crosses traffic, mows down 23 of them.
Good
and
God.
Finally is stopped by a light pole. Now, the ones at the front of the formation saw it coming, and they were able to jump out of the way, but the ones in the back never had a chance. And nobody died, thank God, but five of them have what the Sheriff's Department is calling life-threatening or life-altering injuries, meaning they lost limbs, head injuries, head traumas, that sort of things. But 23 of them were taken down. Now, you would think that's enough for a national story. Zero alcohol in this guy's system, and now he's just been arrested and charged with attempted murder on all of these people. But get this, because of the policies in L.A., they let him out. Zero bail. So he's out wandering around again, and they think he did
this
intentionally.
Yeah. Well, I think there's something to that story, frankly. It just gets I have no empathy for people like this. None. People say, well, you're so hard and cold. I am about some stuff. And this is an example of it.
What's there not to be hard and cold about? Somebody sees police officers' children that aren't even members of a department yet, like 21 years old, and they accelerate and mow them down. What planet do we live on where there's anything right about that?
All right, let's get to number 9, which is climate change, the weather, et cetera, et cetera. The UN climate change meeting in Egypt, past couple of weeks, all these countries getting together to try to implement, and some, according to the people running this summit, are falling short of their commitment to combat climate change. That's because you really can't. You can play.
It's a scam. You can spend a lot of money.
It's an unbelievable scam. Yeah, a lot of people, though, have made this their life's mission, and I get that there is concern, And some of it's appropriate, but all of the pledges that are being made and, you know, the continuing focus on how much progress, how the hell do you, how do you measure the, really and truly, how do you measure whether this is going to fix anything? They say that if you look at the warming of the planet, we're on track for a 2-degree warming over the next 50 years. And what will that do? It'll cause more wildfires, heat waves, floods, other disasters. It'll, if we don't fix this, we'll lose millions of lives. I don't know how they prove this, but you know, in a manner, this is going to really sound cynical. The planet is populated by too many people. So did you ever stop to think that this may be Mother Nature's way of cleansing? People are going to throw it out. That's horrible. How can you say that? Well, because it's kind of true. If you look at the chaos around the world caused by having too many people, and I think in part too much, there's a difference between running businesses and being productive and the greed that's behind a lot of the things that are done in the name of just money versus thinking about people and money. But the polluters, you know, all the people that are yakking about this company's bad and that company's bad, and the consequences. If you go to Pakistan, for example, they have so many people. India and Pakistan. India is going to have more people in the next 10 years than China does, Jennifer. Mm-hmm. So yeah. How are you going to deal with that? You're going
to
spend.
You need everybody on the planet to help out, and they're not willing to. No. And you also need to realize that the amount that humans can actually do is very small, and that a lot of people are willing to throw everything off the planet to make any change, and that's not necessarily going to be helpful. So, I don't know. We just need to measure what we can do. I'm about personal responsibility and taking care of ourselves. But for people that have created an industry and a money-making business out of this, they're not being helpful to anybody but themselves.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that. Okay, let's move on. Number 8, social media and all of the stuff about Elon Musk and how many people he's firing. If you don't like me, I'm going to fire you.
This is going to make the best movie. The Facebook movie. Can you imagine when the movie comes out about Twitter and all of the drama and Elon? Oh, my gosh.
Yep.
They were locking it down. According to reports, they locked the facility down because they're worried about employees taking the company down from the inside just to get back at Elon.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot going on there, that's for sure. Number 7 is anti-Semitism. I guess I've been absent from that discussion, whether it's been more this week. There's certainly been a lot of it, and I'm wondering if there... did you see something happen this week?
I did not. I'm kind of surprised at its placement on the list. I know that there was a big discussion about Kanye West and some of the remarks that he made that people thought were anti-Semitic. But that goes along. I mean, the Black Lives Matter organization is anti-Semitic, and nobody seems to say much about that. I mean, their manifesto is filled with anti-Semitism.
Yep. All right. That's just something to be acknowledged or something to be aware of, at least. The war in Russia, you know, all of these things we've talked about. I don't want to, the missiles from North Korea. I think we need to get into the bottom line of the top couple of stories, because I think they'll take a good deal of our time, and if we have some time after it. The only thing that would distract me from talking with you about 1 and 2 is the fact that your boy Brady has reunited with your friend Gronk in a new movie that's coming out about... It's called 80 for Brady. Have you heard about that?
I've actually heard about it, yes, about all the
Jane Fonda's in it. Rita Moreno is in it.
Yeah.
So I thought that was kind of interesting.
I wish Gronk would reunite with him on the football field. I think the Bucks could use it this year. So, and so could my fantasy football team, for that matter.
Right. All right. So anyway, well, the Bills, all of those, I don't stay too close to it because I think it's all, I don't like football and a lot of nonsense, frankly. All right, let's pause for a moment. We continue to discuss what's going on in the world of news talk radio here on the Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen and Jennifer Horn at your service at 16 past the hour.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah. And we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy 5 of the same item in-store or online with one-hour pickup. Staples, the best-kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
All right, so I do want to spend some time on the economy. I thought it was interesting. This week, the good news about mortgage rates, they've taken the largest plunge in 40 years this week. That tells you something. Maybe the Fed is right. The interest rates did slow things down. So the average 30-year fixed mortgage, if you apply today, is 6.6%. That's down from 7.1% a week ago. So that's a half a point down. And that is in part because the cost of money has slowed things down, but also the competition, right? Banks are going to compete with each other, so they'll slight. It's all about competition, which is, hello, knock, knock. That's what America
is built
on.
Right?
Yep, it really is. So as much as we've criticized a lot of this stuff, it seems to be working. So when you look at the cost of Thanksgiving, though, Jennifer, the price of turkey is up like 24% from last year. Cost of butter up 29%. The cost of cranberries is up 30-some-odd percent. There are all of these fixings, even the veggies that you would normally cut up.
A head of lettuce is like, it was $1 last year, and now it's like $3.50 or something this year. Everything's just up.
What are you doing? Are you fixing? Are you having a Thanksgiving there? What are you doing?
Cooking for Thanksgiving, yes.
You are, right.
Cooking for 12.
Oh, wait a minute. If I stay for Thanksgiving, get there. I have actually a couple of invites. So I don't like to, you know me, I don't like, that's why I'm going out this weekend to have birthday with my children. I don't like traveling and pretty much refuse to go anywhere on Thanksgiving.
Just stay then.
Yeah.
What you should do is come on, you stay for the week and then go home on Friday. But no one's traveling.
Yeah, well, there's an idea. I can't do that because there are a lot of other things going on. But why didn't you suggest that? Why did you suggest that a week ago?
Should have asked. I would have told you.
I know. That was when you were looking for me to wish me a happy birthday at the same time. All right, what has happened in terms of politics and election? That's the number one story this week. We'll start off in a few moments. We're going to do social media, but then we'll do
counting it.
The story of, well, that's the Boebert lead over Frisch and what the story is in Colorado on that score. We'll get to that. It's 21 after the hour.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL. 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April. My husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW. Need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie. It works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC. Great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
It's now 23 after the hour here on the Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen and Jennifer Horn going through the paces, the numbers, the stories, the people that are on the top of the list. Some thoughts about trending items on social media now with some questions that we've asked across the week. Let's see here. One of them has to do with the political realities in Florida, Jennifer. The question we put to our listeners, what is it about politics in Florida that gets so much national attention as opposed to most other states? I made the point that you don't know much about what's going on in Idaho.
Right.
You know what's going on in Florida.
Well,
so
to be fair, I mean, California, New York, Texas, Florida, they carry a big load. A lot of people in those states. So
that's
they're
true.
Big. Yeah. So I think it gets a lot of attention for that reason. Plus, they were such a disaster when it comes to voting for so long. And then they seemed to really fix the system. And they were one of the few states that actually had results on election night. Imagine that. The rest of
and Florida has been a mess. Take it from me, who's been a voter in Florida over my lifetime. It was disgustingly
the
Hague dismal.
Chads. I mean, remember all of that?
Right.
But they actually seemed to fix it. So I wish that they would tell people what they did, because it seems like everybody's declining while Florida seems to be getting better when it comes to their system.
Is it a secret what they did? I don't think there'd be a secret.
I don't know. Though. I just think they should have a nice meeting with the governors and say, look, you want to fix it? Here's how we did
there
ours.
You go.
Best practices.
Right. Okay. Here's what Celia Weller said. They captured the nation with hanging chads, and we were never able to turn away from Florida since then. That's good. Jay Martin says DeSantis was being pushed by party insiders for a run against Trump in the primary. I don't know if that's true. That's an interesting observation.
Yes. No, actually,
I think
that's true. Yes.
Oh. Kerry Morgan writes in our social media, by the way, Facebook and Instagram, you can find us at Good Day Radio Show, and Twitter, Good Day On Air. So Kerry Morgan writes, from the outside looking in, their governor bucked the agenda during the COVID-demic and was, for the most part, correct in his handling of it. He also is a Republican who says he thinks something is wrong and fixes it. And all in all, he's done a good job. Cheryl Grazik says, I've lived in Florida during the Rick Scott years. He was a rock star during hurricanes, but he was not rah-rah for Florida. We elected him, sent him forward to the Senate. DeSantis has become the nation's governor, wholeheartedly for Florida in every single way. Managed to smack down the Disney folks. That's true. He did do that, didn't he? His agenda is Florida first and a big middle finger to anybody else. Okay, thank you, madam. All right, next question. Do you trust Twitter? Why or why not? Marty Beachley writes, used to be on Twitter, but not anymore. It's a cesspool. Karen Mayfield writes, I can barely get Facebook and YouTube managed. I was thinking about Twitter, but now I'm not. Doug, you need to romance.
Since Elon Musk came in, I am loving Twitter.
Really? Yeah. So why did he post this woman?
I was shadow banned. I was not able to get any followers. Since Elon Musk took over, a couple weeks ago, I picked up 6,000 followers. How do you explain that? I haven't done anything differently than what I was doing before.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, what do you know about Elon Musk's mother? This woman says, Doug, you need to romance Elon's mother.
Yeah, I think he talks a lot about his mom, and that wouldn't be terrible. You know what they say? Let's find a rich one. I mean, come on. You could be the king. You could be Daddy Twitter, Daddy Tweets.
Bob Berman writes, best place in the world for fantasy football updates.
Good call.
There you go.
I like that.
Susan
yeah.
Seidel writes, not on Twitter, but it is amusing to hear about all of the tomfoolery. Being on Facebook and Instagram is bad enough. All right, 28 after. Thank you for your comments here. Doug Stephanie here to talk to you about Term Provider. This is the easiest way to buy life insurance, protect your family, and get peace of mind. You have high blood pressure? Got diabetes? No problem. At Term Provider, they'll shop all the top insurance carriers so you don't have to do that and get you the best.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Because do you continue to maintain that the border is secure?
Yes, and we are working day in and day out to enhance its security, Congressman.
Anyone with a screen can see Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas' claims to Congress that the United States southern border with Mexico is secure is quite inaccurate. Texas Representative Pat Fallon on Newsmax claims Mayorkas may not be living on this planet.
Just absolutely egregious. And maybe he's not living on this planet. Maybe he's in orbit around Neptune.
The California driver that police say intentionally drove into 25 law enforcement recruits jogging down the street has been released from jail. 22-year-old Nicholas Joseph Gutierrez is back out on the streets after being released from custody. 16 recruits suffered minor injuries, 4 had moderate injuries, and 5 are in critical condition. Gutierrez is due back in court today. USA Radio News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We had a little Thanksgiving music in there, Jennifer, and I hope people think about Thanksgiving. By the way, those of you who are into the listening and dancing pleasure of listening to the Good Day program will be live on the air. I can't get you to be on with me, though, on Thanksgiving Day, right? What's the story with that? There were plenty of years you were here.
I know. I did a lot of time on holidays.
Yes.
Right. Except my retirement.
That's our way here on the Good Day. We're actually, strangely, the concept here is public service. And I figure if you're used to listening to us, and especially if you're alone on Thanksgiving Day, what's better than having a friend on the radio to talk you through whatever is going on in real time? So we're on the air live on Thanksgiving. Help yourself to us as you can. GoodDayShow.com is our address. In terms of social media, you can find, well, you go to Doug Steffen Networks or DougSteffen.GoodDayShow.com. You can find us any day, all through the day. The whole program repeats itself through the course of the day. Let's get to number three, the economy. I kept saying we're going to go to number one and number two, but there's this.
You don't want to let me out of the cage on Trump yet, do you?
Well, I think it's predictable.
You got me in the cage, Stephen. You got me in the cage. Come on.
I know. John Ray, who is the newly installed CEO of FTX, which is that bankrupt cryptocurrency company.
What is happening there?
This guy, Sam Bankman-Fried, who basically seems to have run the company into the ground, He's also trying to steer the bankruptcy proceedings to the Bahamas, where the company is located, instead of doing it here in America.
How convenient, so he can't be arrested, right?
Yeah,
I mean, a nice way to set yourself up after literally creating what looks like a Ponzi scheme to try to...
Well, supposedly at one point, he was worth $32 billion. But over this last week, everything has spiraled out of control. Apparently, he lent, that's what he's saying, the money to a sister company. Yeah,
I'm
that
sure.
Doesn't sound shady.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, so in the
sister. But did you hear about the Ukraine connection with this company?
No, what's that? I didn't hear that at all.
He was using, okay, so this is, again, these are the stories that the mainstream media is not picking up on. So he was using Ukraine almost as like a money laundering tool. And so, Democrat Party. Yeah, because Ukraine, look, I am still very much in their camp when it comes to beating back
the Russians.
Yeah, right. Because, but we cannot be under any false assumptions that this is not a corrupt company and that Zelensky himself is not, you know, dabbling in corruption. He is. That's what Ukraine's been known for. So
he's very
apparently
corrupt. Yeah, yeah.
What's been happening is that the America has been giving money to Ukraine to fight the war against Putin. Ukraine has been putting money into this particular company, this cryptocurrency company, this NTX or FTX or whatever the heck it's called. And then those people have been funding Democrat candidates in Washington, D.C., $53 million in political donations. This guy in the Bahamas is the second highest Democrat donor just behind George Soros. So you tell me they're giving money from the taxpayers in America to Ukraine who invested into Bitcoin, who then bring, or not to Bitcoin, to this cryptocurrency, who then brings it back to the politicians in the country. It's bizarre.
Oh, what a circus. That's
is that not,
that.
I know. Right. And nobody seems to be picking up. This should be ripe for like an NBC journalist to take on.
Well, that depends. If they're interested in the real story, yes, they would. But it's hard to find the wheat, the separate the wheat from the chaff when it comes to real news. So let's see. I want to kind of look at this, the DeSantis story, going back to politics and that sort of thing. A federal judge this week blocked a Florida law that was pushed by DeSantis that restricts certain race-based conversations. And so I'm looking at that, trying to understand. His critics say that America is going to die in darkness. There are a lot of these controversies, but because it's DeSantis, I guess it gets a little bit more coverage. The law itself prohibits teaching or business practices that contend members of one ethnic group are inherently racist and should feel guilt for past actions committed by others.
It's called the Stop Woke Act, which she put in. And so that's what they prohibits teaching business practices that say members of one ethnic group are racist or should feel guilt, as you mentioned, for past actions committed by others. It bars the notion that a person's status as privileged or oppressed is necessarily determined by their race or gender, or that discrimination is acceptable to achieve diversity. So basically taking away the idea of white privilege, taking away the idea that you need to have certain numbers of people being hired into like affirmative action policies in schools and such. And that's been a big issue in the Supreme Court's even deciding on whether or not affirmative action is still necessary. And most people believe they're going to strike it down when they issue.
Well, it isn't. It's the way it's being applied. It isn't fair and it isn't necessary. There are a lot of people. There's inherent racist thinking, it seems, among the human population, and a law is not going to change it one way or the other, but there is discrimination. I know we had a diversity officer in my hometown of Framingham who started, she didn't last very long in the job, she started every meeting with department heads by having them, they had to recite a paraphrase that basically had them acknowledging that the government was inherently racist.
Oh boy.
And that white people were racists and they should feel guilt for past actions committed by others.
That seems productive.
Which, Well, she got fired because it wasn't what was productive about that. And I've asked this question before as well. I don't know for a fact, but I would like to know if you're I like the idea of diversity. I grew up in a very diverse community. I think that made me, in terms of my thought processes, a little more open than a lot of other folks who are my age. I'm open to all kinds of philosophies, and I don't stick to one. I look at the issue, I look at the person, and pretty much make up my mind. I don't care whether you're a Republican or a Democrat. There are some things I'll recoil about that have connections to the Republican Party, and some things I recoil at because the Democrats are out to lunch. At any rate, in this circumstance, we always seem to find diversity officers who are black. And I wonder why that is. I know you can say, well, they're the ones most affected by discrimination. I'm not even sure that's true anymore, and that's not just because of Black Lives Matter, but there are more. The black population in America has stabilized at around 12.5%, 13%, somewhere in there, whereas the Latino population has gone up in some areas of the country, like where you're from, Jennifer. It's 30% or more.
We're Latino majority in
of the population. Yeah. And so is there anything about discrimination regarding Latinos? I don't see anything around my neck of the woods. They don't bring up Latinos at all. They bring up blacks, and that's it. And there certainly is discrimination that's aimed at people who are not white. And the Asians, look at all the discrimination over the years that has been aimed at the Chinese people from when they were brought over here as basic slaves, as coolies to build the railroads. And where's all of the focus on that? I think that's part of what I find to be annoying about the disintegration of objectivity. All right, anyway, I'm going to give you your due now. It's time, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, Jennifer is very eager to talk about her good friend Donald Trump running and losing in 2024. So,
you know, I think that's a little opinion. I think it's too early to see that. Yeah, no.
I think Hillary Clinton. I said on the air this week, Hillary Clinton will be the next president of the United States.
Okay, think she is going to run, though. She is popping up way too much. She's popping
all
up
over
way
the
too
place.
Much. Yep. It'll be interesting to see what happens. I don't even know if we need to talk about matchups right now. I think what we should focus in on is what's happening internally within the Republican Party right now. And I think it's being fueled almost into a civil war with the mainstream news media and the Never Trumpers who were part of the Republican Party.
The other side of it, though, excuse me not to interrupt, but what I've noticed this week is a lot of the key evangelicals who have been high on Trump or turning on them. As a matter of fact, I saw one, I'm trying to see who it was that said, he's used us.
Oh, that's interesting because I actually have seen more support from evangelicals, at least here in California, like some of the bigger churches and stuff are happy to have Trump back because he was a defender of religious freedom. But I think it's some of the Never Trumpers and conservative commentators who aren't happy. Look, he deserves, if he wants to get in the race, to get in the race, and everybody else who wants to get in the race can decide if they want to do that or not. I do think that his speech on Tuesday was perfect. I think it hit the mark. It was the right tone. He didn't make fun of people, didn't have a lot of, like, you know, things to say.
Let's stop right there. It's unusual, and this is what my problem is with him pretty much across the board. All he can do when he's debating or arguing with somebody like DeSantis, Ron DeSanctimonious. That means he's got nothing factual to say.
Oh, I think
he just makes fun of people. And
you
that's
need to listen to the speech that he gave on Tuesday. It was exactly if you're going
to
comment on it, you should. I think
I'm just tired of him.
Well, anyway, then I think that you should recuse yourself then if you want to hear it. Because in 2015 he talked about really important issues that no one else would, and he did that again. He talked about election day, one voting day, paper ballots. He talked about protecting women.
That's the
women.
Thing. I agree with him on most of the
issues. Talked about women's sports. He can fix the economy, knows where all the bodies are buried. But what's happening is that the media wants to see DeSantis get into the race and get into this civil war with Trump because the party is divided, although most polling indicates Trump is pulling ahead of DeSantis. But at the same time, DeSantis is very powerful. I want to see Trump, then DeSantis, and I'd love to see them broker a deal rather than Trump versus DeSantis because I think it will, to our detriment, split the party up way too much. So we'll see. I think he came out strong.
So
the
Mike
tone
Pence,
was right.
And Mike Pence is
going to jump in. He's going to
I see one of the evangelicals, Dr. Robert Jeffries, saying Mike Pence is a great friend, a committed Christian, a true American hero. Get his new book.
He's got no
so
chance.
Help me God.
Yeah, he's got, and the sad thing is that really, truly, with Trump in the race, the only other person that could really seriously challenge him would be DeSantis. But if he gets in, it really will tear up the party. I'm hopeful that Trump gets in, maybe picks the VP like Ben Carson or Nikki Haley or someone like that, and then moves on and makes a deal with DeSantis to maybe in his last 2 years of his administration put him in as Secretary of State and then set him up so he can run for another 8 years. Yeah. I think as much as you don't like what Trump says, we need someone to stop the flow of where this country's going because Biden's got it in decline. It's spiraling, and we need to fix it, and Trump knows how to do that.
Well, Donald Trump doesn't seem to be helping Herschel Walker any. I see that there's an ad that's running now in Georgia because they got the recount, or they're going to vote again, right?
Right. They have to do it. So their policy in Georgia, if Canada doesn't get 50% plus one, they have to do a runoff. And so no one got 50%.
Yep. All right. Well, so it'd be interesting to see how that shakes
out. They
had
a third-party candidate in there that was the difference maker, by the way, in Georgia.
Mm-hmm. Herschel with a Warnock launched an ad on Thursday that certainly is an interesting eye-opener that takes another shot at Herschel Walker. Okay, Jennifer, it's now 48 past the hour.
Paid for by government.com. The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guarantee. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
Now a small business setback. Set to Smooth Jazz.
It's late. You're driving in the rain with only one thing on your mind. The deer about to total your HVAC van. But with Progressive's 30-plus customizable coverage options, you're covered. The rest is just saxophone.
When running your small business gets rough, Progressive Commercial is there to smooth it out. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
Tweak this sound.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
You can't get much for $5 these days, unless you go to Wendy's for a $5 Biggie Bag. Get your choice of double stack, junior bacon cheeseburger, or crispy chicken BLT, plus four-piece nugs, fries, and a drink, all for just $5.
You got that bag, you got that Biggie Bag.
That was smooth, wasn't it? That's how you're going to feel when you get that Biggie Bag at Wendy's.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Includes four-piece nuggets, small soft drink, and small fry. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492.
800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
After the hour now, this is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Now with the enhanced services of one Nick Miles, who runs a website which is appropriately named OurAutoExpert.com. He's on it, and as a matter of fact, speaking of being on it, he's at the L.A. Auto Show looking at all those interesting new cars. So what are you most interested in as to which you've probably seen a little of everything there, right?
Yeah, definitely things I can't afford, too. Why are we always attracted to things that we can't afford, Doug? That's my biggest problem.
The very
problem.
Nature of humanity, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. I, for some reason, I walk in, and the first thing I see on the floor of the auto show is cars that are way beyond my budget. There's plenty of things here you can afford, but it always seems to be the things that are far outside of my budget. This year is interesting, Doug, because gas prices have been ridiculously high and because inflation seems to be ridiculously high, there seems to be a lot of less expensive cars. And they're not all, you know, you always think less expensive cars are not exciting, but there is a new interesting car here that is exciting. There's the new Dodge Hornet. And this is a real Dodge. Sort of a real muscle car, but in a smaller version. So for under $30,000, they have what I would call an exciting small car. And that's, to me, that's a lot of fun.
So what makes it exciting, though? What makes it exciting?
285 horsepower. That's for a little hatchback.
Little car.
I think is fun, yeah. And usually you have to sort of spend a lot more money than that. It has two sort of Dodge dynamic driving. It has the vents in the hood. It has the engine. And they also come in a plug-in hybrid. If you're so inclined to go that direction, you could do that as well. So that put a smile on my face, I'll tell you, to actually get something that's a real Dodge to do that.
Well, Dodges, though, they've changed up the lineup. The muscle cars, the Charger and that era car, didn't they say they're going to stop making them, or are they making them electric cars? Is that what I remember?
Yeah, they say they're eventually going to start doing the electric cars in sort of 10 years' time or so like that. But they're... you know, they're doing those in the future, but they're still doing the old gas cars,
yeah.
Good spin. They're still doing the V8s and all those type of things, which is kind of fun. So,
all right. So
I still go to those.
Yeah, do you have interest in cars that are not made in America? That's the Dodge. What about some of the other cars that are around the usual brands like Nissan and Hyundai, Toyota?
A lot of these cars are being made in America now. There's a new Prius. One of the things that I've always loved to hate about Prius is the looks, right? Because they've always looked like Prius.
Ugly.
And they've always been ugly. Well, they've ruined that because they made it good looking this time. I always used to like to hate on Prius drivers. Well, they took it away from us. They made the new Prius good looking. It really does look way better than the last. They got rid of that weird crossbar in the back window. That was the first thing they did, and they made them actually really good-looking cars. The new Prius actually looks nice, and it does 57 miles a gallon. Wow.
Is that the best-selling of all of the – is the Prius still the best-selling of all of that ilk, or is there something new?
Oh, by far. Well, even though Toyota has done, 20 million hybrids worldwide, so they've really nailed it, and their cars run forever. You know how they go. The Prius is absolutely brilliant. I mean, there's a new Nissan Versa here. That starts for under all five trim levels. They start under $20,000, which, I love
rare.
The fact that you can get it. Yeah, they're rare. Yeah. There's a lot of cars that start for under $20,000. There's the brand. They also do a brand new version of the Impreza. That also starts for under $20,000. Of course, they do the all-wheel drive, which is great for snow country. Up where you live as well. And there's also the electrics here. There's the new Hyundai Ioniq 6, if you're into the electrics. But also, I have to tell you that I was really impressed by that new Mustang. They did some drifting out here on the floor. And they actually have, for the first time, they have the Dark Horse out here, which is their 500 horsepower version of that new Mustang.
Good God.
And so we got to see them do all that drifting outside. The hall here is nothing like watching people make the black or the concrete out here all nice and black, which I saw them doing that, which was really a lot of fun. So good stuff.
Well, you've had fun, it sounds like. Covered a lot of stuff. Nick Miles, rautoexpert.com is his website. This is Good Day at 59 past the hour.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.